Today, you are going to meet students from Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf. And to help you understand a little bit about the exhibit that they're doing, it's a real pleasure to have Fran Flaherty here with us today, who can tell us a bit about the exhibit. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having us.
Can you explain the exhibit that has come to be here?
Yes. So the title of the exhibit is DeVia Pittsburgh, Children's Interpretations of Deaf View Image Art. DeVia is short for Deaf View Image Art, and it's a movement that was formed by deaf artists in the late 80s, and it's progressed to what it is now. DeVia was intended to create art about deaf experience, and for that experience to be the focus of the visual work.
Can you tell me how this exhibit became a reality here in Pittsburgh?
Wow, yeah, it is the first time DeVia has ever been shown in Pittsburgh, and I'm so happy that it's our youth that are leading the way to show this really incredible and progressive form of art. Well, DeVia came to Pittsburgh really by the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf's effort to bring DeVia to Pittsburgh. And in the last few years, we have really made an effort to bring that movement into the school and incorporate it into our curriculum. And the Children's Museum has always been a big supporter of WPSD, and we've collaborated on projects before, and they gave us a venue and a format to show our work and share it.
I just had one more question for you before we talk to the three students here. Can you tell me a bit about what you do at the school and about your art?
Well, I am an educational consultant for the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf. I am also an art teacher there. I built and I support the digital fabrication for the arts program at what we call the cottage at WPSD. It's a lab that's equipped with really high-tech equipment like laser cutters and 3D printers and 3D scanners, and we use all this to teach our kids these incredible upcoming technologies.
That is amazing to learn about. Now, the exhibit opens today. It's just outside of our studios in the theater, and it's gorgeous. The colors are beautiful. There's two-dimensional art and three-dimensional art, and even an opportunity for you to create art to include in the exhibit. And you can learn more at pittsburghkids.org. We have three students we're going to speak to, and before we do, I want to let you know that Heather Gray and Eileen Noble are here. They are both here interpreting today. If you hear me speaking slightly slower, it's because I want to be sure they catch all of my words. Sometimes on the radio, people speak a little quicker. I want to be sure that they're keeping up, that I'm keeping up with them, truthfully. So we're first going to talk with Bernie about his work, and I will be curious first just to learn about how old Bernie is and the community he lives in.
Hello, I'm 13 years old. I'm from Butler, Pennsylvania.
And would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody on the radio?
Hello to everybody out there.
And we'll talk about your art in a moment, but I'm curious as to what other things you like to do for fun.
Well, I like to play video games, and I like to go outside and just play outside.
And what subjects in school do you like?
I like reading, and I like art.
Is there a book you can tell me about that you really liked that you recently read?
I've read many different. I can't really think of just one specific book.
It's hard to just pick one.
Yeah, sure is.
Do you like to write also?
Not so much, no.
I would like to learn about the art that you made. Can you describe it and how you made it?
Sure. Basically, I made this picture of, it looks like a bird, but he's really a plague doctor. Basically, a plague spread, and so people became sick, and they became deaf. And so they couldn't talk, so then they started to sign and use sign language, American Sign Language.
And does the bird help people get better?
Well, I'm kind of using the bird as a symbol because he has a beak, and so he can't talk. And it kind of represents the deaf community, you know, when they can't. It also gives an opportunity for hearing and deaf people to be, you know, all equal.
That's very beautiful. I really like that idea and the symbolism that's in it. And thank you, Bernie, for explaining that and for doing it. Is there anything else you would like to say about the art that you made or about this experience?
Well, it was a really fun experience, I can say that. Making art and showing that deaf can do the same thing hearing people can do was really an enjoyable thing for me to do. And I'd like everyone to know that I really enjoy playing laser tag. I really enjoy making different kinds of art, and I like making it relate to deaf people so that people can kind of understand deaf people, and also the art and Art DeVita.
Thank you for sharing a bit of your life with us as well as the art you've made. I'm really happy to meet you. As we talk with students from Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf, with Eileen and Heather helping me communicate. We have Dalton who is here, and we will learn a bit about Dalton and what he likes to do for fun, and then we'll learn about his art.
Hi there. Well, I like to read, and I like to go around and tour, and I like to see my dog and everything too.
What is your dog's name?
Well, I have two dogs. Cassidy is one, and Pepper is the other.
Can you tell me about the art you made?
My art, one is called I Love ASL, and that kind of represents that, you know, you don't have to speak. There are different ways that you can communicate, and I communicate through sign language. It is simple. It is better than talking. And I can sign and communicate clearly all of the things that I imagine. It's better than speaking and not having eyes to see the language and just a mouth to say the words.
What does your work of art look like?
Well, it is red and yellow and white and blue and different colors. And it kind of has a dark red and a light red as well.
It sounds beautiful. I meant to ask you if you would like to say hello to anybody who may be listening or thank anybody who may be listening.
Well, really, the radio is kind of a concept for hearing people. So I think a lot of my friends are deaf and they think nothing about this whole talking thing. So, yeah, that's my view on that.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Oh, no, I think that's it.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk with Braden Elliott, who is Bernie's older brother. By the way, Dalton is 11, Bernie 13, Braden 14. And we'll start asking Braden a little bit about himself and things that he likes to do.
Hello. My name is Braden Elliott. I'm 14 years old. I like to play a lot of different kinds of video games. And I like to play sports like soccer or basketball.
And can you tell me about the art that you made?
Sure. I made a picture. It's a bear. And I like bears because I think I kind of resemble a bear in some of the characteristics and some of the things they do.
What about you looks like a bear? Is it hands or the things you can do physically?
Well, I really like bears because they're big, they're strong, they eat, they hunt, they fish, and they like sports. And I like those things.
And you're pretty tall, too.
Yep, that's right.
Does your art show a polar bear or a grizzly bear? Is it a kind of bear?
I would say it's a grizzly.
It sounds beautiful. What materials did you use to make it?
A paintbrush and paint.
It sounds very, very nice. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or thank?
Not really. Not anybody on the radio.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I want to turn to Fran one last time. But before I do, I want to ask Dalton and Bernie and Braden if there is anything they would like to share that I did not ask.
I'm not sure what to say.
Yeah,
me neither.
Me neither. I don't know.
That means I did a good job.
Yes, you did.
Yep. And let me turn back to Fran and ask you if there's anything else you would like to share about what we did and what your students did.
First of all, I want to say I'm very proud of them. They did a great job experiencing this new experience of being on the radio. And they've also done a great job of making artwork and presenting their work. And I just want to invite everyone to try to come to the museum and see the show. It is something new to Pittsburgh, something different. And I think that everyone would enjoy not just the just looking at the aesthetics of the work, but also trying to understand more about DeVia artwork and the deaf experience.
I would just like to add that the art is breathtakingly beautiful, and I want to thank all three of you for being brave to be on the radio. It's not easy to be on the radio for anybody. And you've done a very special thing today because while you can't hear, people have been able to hear from you who probably have never heard the thoughts and feelings of a deaf person before, ever, for many people listening. And I think you've helped them realize that they are the thoughts that all other kids and adults have. And thank you for doing that. And I hope maybe we can do it again sometime.
Yeah.
And thanks also to our interpreters, Heather and Eileen. I don't know how you do it, but thank you.
You're welcome.
And look for the exhibit. It opens today and will continue until April 15th here at the Children's Museum.